We go from AI and robots to AI and buildings. I'm here with Tina Scott and Roger Amador from IBM. Thank you both for being here. Roger, Tina, tell us a little bit, first of all, what we were talking about right before the break happened, how exciting it is to be at RealCon because of the number of partners you have here. IBM has done an amazing job of just reaching out and involving as many people as possible. Can you speak to that before we get into the nuts and bolts of this?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I mean, you know, we realize that with these technologies and solutions, it's so important to have an ecosystem, right? We can't do this on our own. It's necessary to reach out to these business partners. And there have been so many that are here at RealCom, and we continue to build upon this ecosystem to make us better and provide better solutions for our clients.
Now, when we started discussing this little consortium here, the topic was discussed, and what you guys brought about was the idea that the future is AI. Are you ready?
That's right.
What does that mean?
Yes, so you know, we, IBM, we've been providing solutions to clients for years, right? And so now we're beginning to see this shift going from having historical data and reporting to being able to take this knowledge and bring it into a platform that can begin to learn and look at patterns and analyze data and begin to provide predictive insights to clients to help them be more competitive in their space.
So in real time, analyze and predict what's going on. Can
Absolutely.
You give me a couple of examples of what that really looks like on the field?
Yeah, exactly. So we can help clients see, you know, 48 hours ahead of time how much energy they may be consuming and where waste has occurred previously. Mm. And it allows clients to begin to look at opportunities and how they may adjust their operations in order to reduce energy consumption or optimize space within their facilities.
Interesting, because one of the themes has been coming up this year, again, is user experience. You know, maybe 4 years ago, all about energy and cost savings, but how is what IBM's doing changing the day-to-day feel of a building or of a person's life?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I would love to have my colleague, Roger Amador, speak about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is all about that user or occupant experience nowadays. I mean, the occupants or lessees, you know, whatever we want to call them, they're technically savvy, so they are 100% mobile
right.
for the most part. So at IBM, we're evolving and growing that industry and delivering applications and solutions in support that ultimately go to the AI side of the coin. So it's the user experience, the occupant itself, and the solution set on those types of devices, but also certainly growing towards the AI IoT experience.
Now, Roger, you're involved in sales in the Tririga system. Can you
That's
talk
correct.
About that and how that plays
yeah,
a part here?
Absolutely. Well, as a traditional element to most, in support of most of our clients, the foundation to it all exists within the operational data, right? So Tririga is a unified suite of applications that brings together the disciplines of lease and accounting in support of that, to the point of project management, over to space management, the utilization of space, critical to every one of our clients, over to operations and maintenance, and ultimately to sustainability. So the measurement across the board and the life cycle across the board of those disciplines add huge amounts of value
yes.
and foundationally build to the next degree of whether analytics or whether IoT or you know the visualization of the future and what we need to prepare for. That's where we begin, and that is the Tririga solution.
Now, the spaces here at the conference are really compelling. Can you talk about some of the things, solutions that you're actually showing people and demonstrating here at the conference?
Absolutely. So as Roger just mentioned, we have Tririga, which is that operational foundation. This is where clients begin to build that data repository, where they can begin to analyze and actually see how they're performing. Then we also have our AI and IoT offering, which is Building Insights. And that's where we can take that historical data that's been captured in Tririga, along with real-time sensor data, pull that data into our platform and use AI and analytics to provide those predictive insights using the TriRega Building Insights. And then we also have the TriRega Virtual Assistant, which I know Rogers had some been able to demonstrate on the show floor.
That brings a little bit to sort of that occupant experience, right, where you're using questions, natural language, to gain efficiency and productivity and well-being of the occupant. So they can ask the question, reserve me a room, open a work request for this, that, or the other, but it's through a visualization. It's through an assisted avenue, as opposed to the legacy typing in your problem and so forth. We're just telling them the problem, and it routes it accordingly and does all of its back office type delivery.
And what kind of results have your clients been deriving from this? I mean, are there real victories?
Yeah, and you know, that is so important. You know, when you are investing in solutions like these, there must be value, right? We're seeing this shift to really innovative offerings. And so what we have seen is clients can experience a 20% increase in facilities utilization.
Really?
20% increase in employee productivity by increasing the workplace experience. And then another area that we focus on is around decreasing energy consumption, right? Reducing your overall utility cost, and clients can expect about a 10% decrease in those costs.
Incredible. Now, one thing that got brought up, this bringing over the historical data, how difficult is that?
Well, it is something that we work with our clients on. And, you know, we like to say that the purpose of that historical data is to allow us to train our models, right?
Yeah.
These AI models learn from this historical data and they look for patterns. So the more data we have, the better. We say anywhere between 29 weeks to 1 year of historical data.
Okay.
And then that way, we also understand the impact of weather. We really haven't talked about that. But being able to bring in weather data, and IBM has acquired the weather company, right?
Yes.
So having that data available, we understand that it has a significant impact in overall energy use.
Yes.
So bringing that in as well is extremely important.
What to you is the most exciting part of your job as it pertains to AI and IoT? What do you love about this?
Oh, gosh, yes, that's an excellent question. It is just leading edge right now. It's being able to really push the system, right? See how much intelligence we can really gain, and taking it, you know, like I was saying earlier about the historical data and after the fact reporting, getting away from what happened yesterday to what's happening now, what's going to happen 2 days from now, and being able to understand how my buildings are going to operate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have a point of view.
I think it has a lot to do with our customers and certainly our ecosystem of partners and the benefits that they add to that. But the excitement for me personally would be more in lines with, you know, the customer actually evolving. You know, we're all starting this foundational, you know, operational element, but now we're evolving. They're learning, we're adding, we're growing, we're disrupting, we're innovating as an IBM organization and making it better for them.
It's a journey.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, if someone wanted to partner with IBM, and obviously if they did, you know, you're probably one of, if not the most trusted name in the business. You've been around for such a long time. But in this new way, if someone wanted to become a partner with IBM and really explore AI, machine learning, IoT, how do they start?
Yes.
Good question.
We have a team that's actually devoted to our channels organization.
Yeah.
So we're very selective, obviously. When we look at solutions like these, we have sensor providers, device providers, systems integrators that we work with. So there are a lot of hands in this. So we do have an organization that we've equipped to go out and really look for those partners that help bring more value to our offerings.
So it's really not just a solution, but it's an advisory.
Absolutely.
Kind of a consigliere of a real partner, really truly partnering with your client.
We're as dependent on them, you know, in not only the client side, but our partner side as well.
So. Yeah.
We're all growing together.
Any last thoughts as we begin to come to a close today?
In regards to if you'd like to learn more about it, from our clients, from us, we're here at RealCom. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We're here demonstrating our offerings and speaking with clients about their challenges that they're wanting to address with different technology.
Yeah.
So we would love to talk with them about it.
Terrific. Tina Scott, Roger Amador from IBM, thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.